Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, if you acknowledge a presence, will it show up even more frequently?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes. And if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get ad-free versions of the show. You'll also get advanced episodes, access to the archive. You become a premium subscriber, and you can do that a few ways. Through Apple Podcasts, you go that route, you can get it 3 days free. See if you like it. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And Kathy, what do you think about that? Do you think if you acknowledge that there's something kind of ghostly around, that you're inviting it to show up more frequently? Are you better off ignoring it? Or is it going to just
show up either way? That is a really good question.
Thanks. Although the person who wrote in really is the one who is asking the question. But
right. But it's a good one. Like, I'm thinking, no.
You think it's going to be there either way?
I think it's going to be there either way.
See, here's what I think. I'm with you. I think it's going to be there either way. But I do think that you could have a communication with a ghost and say, hey, I'm asking you to stay where you're at. Don't follow me home. Like, I was talking to a guy the other night who's a paranormal investigator, and he's gone into some pretty haunted places. And I said, when you leave, what do you do? Do you just walk out and go, hope nothing follow me home? He goes, oh God, no. Every time I leave, I always say, thank you for letting me come into your space. I enjoyed my time with you, but I would like for you to stay here and let me go home. And he said he always leaves, and he says the exact same thing every time he leaves. Please stay. I'm going to leave, and I appreciate you letting me be here in your space, because this is your space. And I'm like, I like that idea. The more I talk to people and who do paranormal investigations, they all say the same thing about respecting them and being aware and kind, and that's their space, and not taunting them or anything like that, but treat them with respect and you get it back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I kind of think if something's there, it's there. And I don't know if you ignore it, that it's going to change it.
And I always think that we've had ghosts before that we've named, right? Like, oh, Henry, stop that, Henry. Something's happening. And we say, Henry, don't do that. Now, does that mean it happened more? I don't think so. I think it was just our way of interacting and letting this spirit know that we recognize them. Please don't do that. Though it didn't seem to matter. It still appeared to me that these things happened anyway. It wasn't us asking them not to, wasn't changing the scenario at all. But I think they're still going to be there.
I do too.
whether you choose to interact with them, I think is, you know, a personal choice.
So that's
how you
kind
feel
of,
about the situation, and if it's a comfortable thing for you to do, that's up to you, I think. Don't you think?
I think. I do. I think so. So that's kind of what this story is about today.
Okay.
And then,
interesting.
Then we'll discuss on the other side, and maybe we listen to the story and we think differently when it's done.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that does happen sometimes for sure.
Hello. It's me again, Marissa from Lubbock, Texas. I wrote to you a while back about my haunted apartment. Well, we moved into a house for the first time in 5 years. The reason I'm writing is because as much as I play it off, I am getting an unsettled feeling in our new house. Let me start off by saying I believe I am a little bit sensitive. I can feel things, and I have a few times seen some things, but I watch a lot of horror movies, so I feel like if I acknowledge it, it will feel me acknowledge it and become even worse. So to my story. The house was built in 2005, and as far as I know, no one has died in it. There was a very nice family and kids, and it was a single owner house, so we got lucky at that front. When we first got access to the house, we were told we could move in on December the 31st. We ended up closing a week before, just after Christmas, so we went to go do a walk through the house. I had a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old at the time who were very excited to have a yard and neighbors to play with. My 2-year-old is a bit delayed in the talking aspect, so he mostly just speaks baby talk. He is in speech now, and it's been helping tremendously, which I'm very happy about that for her.
Mm-hmm.
While at the house, we were looking in the laundry room and in the garage. All of a sudden, my 2-year-old starts screaming and pointing to the hallway. It was weird, but I just figured his brother was popping up and scaring him. Our first month in the house was very boring, having deliveries every other day of furniture and whatnot. We finally got to where we had visitors on my husband's daughter's birthday. She has 3 kids, a set of twins who were 8 at the time, 1 boy and 1 girl, and a little sister who was 4. I assumed that one of her kids broke a picture frame I had hanging up. We both scolded the children, hers and mine, about throwing things in the house. They, of course, denied that they were throwing anything. We rolled our eyes and continued on with our day. Well, just recently, I closed Sundays and Mondays usually, so when I came home Monday night, I noticed a picture frame on our bar that was broken again. I was a little annoyed and asked which one of our boys broke it. My husband got this look on his face and says, "No one broke it." I assumed then one of the dogs broke it. We just got a husky puppy, and I just figured he was playing with our other dog and it broke. He did not, and I just sat there staring at my husband waiting for an explanation when he just points to what would be the attic and told me, this is quoting, "He who must not be named or talked about broke it." Okay, weird. I laughed it off and made a lame Harry Potter joke, and he just rolled his eyes at me and starts explaining. He had the kids in bed and the dogs were by his feet when he heard a crash in the hallway. When he got up from the table to see what fell, he saw the picture of my son and I had fallen off. The picture frame missed 2 8x10 frames and fell off the wall and broke. Both of these frames were directly under the picture frame that fell. While I admitted it was strange, I just shrugged it off and started talking about my night and asking him about his, which kind of makes me laugh. It's like, you get home.
Okay.
I'm putting this in perspective. You get home and you're like, "Who broke the picture?" And your husband goes, "He who should not be named."
Not be named. And then you go, okay. But that is a tired mom for you.
Exactly.
That, you know,
it was a very busy night at work. I'm very burned out. And this happened. And, that happened.
You know, yeah. And I'll be up again tonight with the kids. Okay.
Like, I can't
he
deal.
Who must not be named.
I can't deal with one more thing. Fine. I'll buy a new
Fine.
Frame.
Fine. Yeah.
Oh, so I admitted it was strange. I just shrugged it off and started talking about my night and asking him about his. A couple of weeks later, he woke me up at 1:30 in the morning. You could see he was clearly scared of something, but I just didn't see what. He told me, the boys. Okay, what about them? He then got up and crossed the living room to the hallway, waking up our two dogs. I let them go out to do their business, and I went and sat down on our bed. When he came back in, he goes into the bathroom in our room while I was turning on the TV. He yanks me to him, yelling about the man. Now, as I said, if anyone were to feel uneasy or scared, it would be me. I think referring to her being sensitive.
More so than him.
While I started to get a little freaked out, I was not sure if it was because of the house or because of him. I totally get that. If I was going through that, I'm like, I'm scared of something right now, and I'm not totally sure what it is. She said, I was annoyed because I had to get up in a few hours to take my oldest to school and my youngest to daycare. My day starts at 6 a.m., and I usually don't stop until I lay my kids down at night. I tried to console him best I could without sounding rude that I was being woken up so early. Our dogs walked in and did not growl or react to what my husband was seeing. He then tells me this man had on a hat and was just a dark shadow. After this fiasco, I just assumed that he was walking, talking, sleepwalking, and didn't think anything about it. This morning, I woke up to my dogs whining. We're crate training them, so at 5 a.m., I just assumed they needed to go out. As I got up, I swear I saw a shadow under the bathroom door. Again, I believe if you acknowledge the presence, it shows up more, so I just prayed to my deceased father to watch over me while I let the dogs out. I totally get that.
Yeah.
Luckily, nothing happened this morning, but when I got back from dropping my oldest off, I noticed something in the corner of my laundry room. I wish I could explain the terror I felt when I looked at it, and I looked away quickly. I'm worried I broke my own rule, and it saw me looking. I'm at work typing this. I will let you know when I get home if I have unknowingly opened that door or if it still thinks I am unaware. I love your podcast. I'm a recent EPP. I love all the creepy stories and playful banter. I switch back and forth between listening on Spotify and the website for all the EPPs. Thanks for including this. I hope to hear it on the air. There's some creepy stuff going on in the house. I think we can acknowledge that.
Marissa. That's what I have to say, because I don't think anything you can do is going to keep this from getting your attention. Just saying, I'm not going to acknowledge it. I'm not going to look at it. I'm not going to notice this or whatever. It seems to be very much getting your attention, whether you like it or not. There's frames being broken. You can't ignore that, right? Though she sort of did in a cute way. Like, it's like, well, okay, you know, and then talked about her day. But, you know, at some point, this is pretty intrusive behavior. And then your husband is totally freaked out seeing the shadow, the hat, the man, the things going on there. So I'm thinking there's no way you can avoid this. I don't think you've done anything wrong. I think you're sensitive, and I don't think you can just ignore it. What do you think?
I'm totally with you on that. I think that actually it will continue to get your attention. I kind of think it's when you need to have a conversation and say, look, this is our house. I need peace and calm in my house. You know, if you're here, you're here, but please respect my space. I'll respect your space. Maybe even try saging the house. I don't know if that really works, but I have heard from some people that it really worked pretty well, or some people said it worked for a time. But I think when you sage the house, it puts you in this mental space where you're holding the sage and you're burning the sage in your house, and it kind of puts you in a headspace where you're in control. And I think that's a good way to be. I honestly don't think that you're giving anything any more power by seeing it.
And, you know, if it's breaking frames or things like that, I would be kind of interested in that story, that how he knew it was he who must not be named.
Yeah.
Like, what was the rest of that story?
Well, and how long had that been going on? But poor Marissa doesn't want to know.
Yeah, and he maybe early on didn't want to say anything because, you know, he didn't want to scare her. You know, I have troubles with frames. I've had a couple frames broken. One just really upset me because it flew off of the wall way out into the middle of the room. And it's, you know how we do, we have an arrangement of pictures on our wall. So there's probably 10 pictures up there. And one of them, off the wall, out in the middle of the room, hit the floor hard enough that it bent the frame, broke the glass. And the rest of them are all absolutely fine.
What house was that in?
Your the one I'm living now? In right now.
Oh.
The last night, I went to bed. And I was getting my pajamas on or whatever, you know, and I looked at my dresser and went, oh. And every time I see it, my heart just sinks a little because it wasn't turned around, but it was moved way, way up to the front of the dresser. One picture of my kids. There's other things on the dresser, and this one has been moved, you know, that sits kind of back on the dresser, and it's way like an inch from the front of the dresser.
And it's not like you're like having dance parties or anything and your hands are all over the place. I don't know.
No.
I'm trying to debunk this. You don't do that. Your dog's tiny. There's no way.
I don't live with anyone else.
Yeah, he can't get up that high.
And if it was me shutting a dresser drawer, why wouldn't the rest of them move around? You know, and nothing else moves on the dresser?
Here's what I would suggest. You need a cat. And the reason you need a cat is because when that happens, you blame it on the cat.
I just blame the cat.
So anytime anything in my house is out of place or weird, I'm always like, obviously it's one of the cats.
It's one of the cats.
So if you get a cat, then at least you can be like, oh, it's a cat.
Yeah.
But like the other night, I heard something crash in my living room in the middle of the night. And I'm like, it was a cat. And sure enough, I think it was, because I think they just keep chasing these moths at night. Mm-hmm. If one gets in the house, like it is game on until they somehow capture it. And they knocked over something big the other night.
I guess my thoughts for Marissa on this one are, Marissa, it's not your fault that you're sensitive and you see them. And by seeing them, you feel like you're acknowledging them. But that is not your fault. And I don't think that's going to encourage more visitation. Because you're sensitive, you might have the ability to speak to them.
Uh-huh.
Say, like you suggested earlier, say something to them.
And it doesn't have to be like a sit-down formal thing with all the lights out and candles. And,
no.
You know, just...
You're folding laundry because that's when it happens, when you're folding towels, I swear to God. And you're folding the towels, the thing is over in the corner. And at that point, you just say, I'm going to need you to back off.
Yes, agree.
I need you to leave us alone. You do your thing away from us. We will take care of this house. We will love this house. We will be good caretakers here. And we will, you know, we can coexist, but you need to have your space. We need to have ours. You live in your dimension. We'll live in ours. And we need some peace.
Yeah. And I think respect goes a long ways.
Mm-hmm. And I think she's sensitive. I think she's the one who has the power to do something.
Obviously, the husband is too. And
that's true. Yeah. He must be. And so maybe if he could get on that same page too, and, you know, they could talk about it and just say, okay, when something happens, we just need to say, or even when something's not happening. I used to talk to stuff when it wasn't even there. And I maybe just thought I felt something or whatever. And I'd say, okay, I'm coming up the stairs and I don't want to see anything and I'm home now, so back off. And I would literally talk to them as I'm coming in the door.
I think that's a good approach. So I hope that this works out for them.
Yeah, keep us informed, Marissa.
And if not, once the lease is up, I think they bought it.
I think they bought it.
Well, there's always another house, I guess, right?
Yeah, but I think because they seem to be sensitive, there may be some potential here.
Hopefully. I think so.
Yeah.
So if you like this show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go to applepodcast.com. You can try it there for 3 days free, see if you like it, or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
What's up, Boos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.